Hour 4.780 in Mel, 704 up to 38 today. It's foggy out there. Dense fog advisory, I believe, is in effect. If not, there should be. There's also very slippery roads out there this morning. In the city of Sioux Falls, the main streets are fine. It's the side streets that suck.
Yeah, they're really bad.
Accident at Highway 11 and Schindler this morning with a whole bunch of cars piled up there. So avoid that if you can. It's going to be really slow going through there. And we'll get you caught up on all the school closings here coming up in the news in a few minutes. Okay, the last line of the national anthem.
Okay.
Or the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Right.
Okay, it takes about 3 seconds to say. Probably about 10 to 15 when it's sung.
Yeah.
Tops.
It takes a little bit longer.
Yeah. Brian McKnight managed to stretch it out to 30 seconds.
Wow. For the land of the free.
I hate it when they do that to the anthem.
But that was impressive.
I don't care.
I liked it.
We got a game we want to watch. We don't want to hear you spend an extra 30 seconds on the national anthem.
I liked it. I thought that was awesome. It was impressive.
It was obnoxiously long. He could have done it just as well. Like the ending, that was cool the way he did that.
Yeah.
The very ending after he held out free for like 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was a little unnecessary.
A little bit,
but still impressive.
Yeah, but don't do it before. You know, if you want to do a recording that way, sure, go for it.
Yeah.
Don't do it right before a game that no one cares about is about to be played.
Was that the Pro Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
I watched it for about 3 minutes yesterday. It was that bad. They do not even try to tackle in the Pro Bowl.
I don't even understand the point of that.
They should just make it flag football and get it over with because no one cares. They don't care. Kyle Rudolph of the Vikings was the MVP yesterday, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Kind of no-name rookie who lucked into the Pro Bowl and, or not rookie, second-year guy. Or is he third year now? I can't remember. Anyway, he was the MVP. He had a big day because he's a big dude. He's like 6'8", 250.
Dang.
You know, unless it's a real game on the line, no one's going to try to take him on.
Yeah.
And so they didn't.
I wouldn't.
Oh, it's horrible to watch. It's so horrible. Okay, so there was that. And then also a Subway, the long national nightmare is over. They're going to fix the subs.
Okay.
They had, originally, last week they said that, well, it was never meant to be a statement of length, you know.
I'm pretty sure that foot long is a statement
of
length.
Even though it's called a foot long!
Last time I checked.
Now, I personally didn't care if it was 11 and a half inches or 12.
Whatever.
I didn't care.
Tomato.
They finally did what they should have done on Friday all along. They said, we're going to fix it. Okay, good. You should have done that in the first place.
Who is their PR person?
I don't know, but they're not terribly bright. Although, you know, when someone attacks you for something like that, what is the first reaction?
Defensive.
You know this better than anyone. Yes.
Yes.
Automatically defensive.
What are you saying?
You are the most defensive person I have ever met. That's what I'm saying.
It's part of my charm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredibly charming. Real charming.
56 hours? That's not being defensive. That was...
Oh, no, this was being defensive.
I put meat in it.
That was being defensive. Yeah,
because
it wasn't cooking.
This too. Oh, don't even start. Really? No.
I put meat in it.
We're not going to start
again. It's cooking.
It is.
You know what? I heated up some leftover nacho dip. That was cooking.
According to the dictionary, that would be cooking.
Mm-hmm. According to Gordon Ramsay, that's not cooking.
Okay, whatever. It's still cooking.
All
to the dictionary.
School closings coming up in the news next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 722. Fog and 38 this morning, or fog this morning and a high of 38 today. We've got the full list of school closings on our website, hot1047.com, right there on the front page. You cannot miss it. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I can explain it to you, but I can't understand it for you.
So... Okay, that was a good one. I like that one.
I thought you'd like that one.
Okay, just when we thought the Manti Te'o story had died...
It's not done.
...and gone away. Well, the story's mostly done after the Katie Couric interview aired the other day. But the Gregory brothers, that name ring a bell?
No.
It should. They're okay. The guys that auto-tune everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They auto-tuned the Manti Te'o interview with Katie Couric.
Why, Manti?
The feelings, the pain, those are real.
Can you see why people would view this as a lie?
I didn't lie. My whole world told me that she died.
Why, Manti?
She seemed nice, she seemed very beautiful.
Did you just feel like I'm in this too deep?
Yes.
Why, Manti?
Why? Manti.
Yeah, they're I love their auto-tunes because they're actually like catchy tunes.
Yeah.
Now, Katie Couric going, that gets old fast.
Well, it's not done yet, actually, though, because Dr. Phil has landed an interview with Rania, however you say his name.
Tuaulo?
Yeah. Whatever. Tuaulo? What?
Tuaulo.
It's got the po at the end.
Huh?
His last name? Anyway. He's the mastermind behind it, you know, and it's a 2-part interview that's going to air Thursday and Friday.
Of course, it's a 2-part interview.
I know, right?
So you called up this football player and you said that he were a chick.
Apparently, he talked to him for several hours and supposedly it was emotional and deep.
Of course, it was emotional and deep. What else would it have been? Y'all. Yeah, I am so tired of it.
I kind of want to know, though, why he decided to do this. Like, why he thought that was fun to do.
Oh, this Rania guy?
Yeah.
I have no idea. That's the most confusing part was what was in it for him.
Right. That's, I would actually tune in because I'm
curious.
Was it
just kind of a stalkery celebrity thing?
You know, I don't, was it just because you're pulling like this big prank?
I thought
it was funny at first and then it got, you know, carried away.
Yeah, I have no idea.
That would be the only reason why I'd watch, because I am interested in to know why.
It's happened a couple of times already this morning, but again, I have breaking news.
Now what?
Coyotes are not as fast as roadrunners.
Whoa!
Which means that Looney Tunes got it scientifically wrong.
Shut the front door.
Wile E. Coyote should have caught the Roadrunner every time.
What?
Coyotes max out at 43 miles per hour, while Roadrunners max out at 20 miles per hour.
What?
Yeah. So, we've been lied to.
Why wouldn't they do their research on that ahead of time?
It was like the 40s, 50s when that came out. Something like that.
They didn't have encyclopedias then?
Well, I don't know. But still, would the cartoon have been any good or lasted as long as it did?
They could have just switched roles.
No.
No?
That would have been dumb.
Okay.
Because the coyote is scarier.
Maybe he's just a really slow coyote.
I'm always really conflicted on how to say it because the rest of the world says coyote and we say coyote in South Dakota.
Right. But it was Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah.
Like that's how it said.
Yeah, I'm not going to say Wile E. Coyote.
Yeah, because that sounds weird.
I refuse.
It doesn't rhyme.
No. It's as bad as saying Pierre instead of Pierre.
Right?
The rest of the world says Pierre. We say Pierre. But what are we going to do?
That is very interesting that they screwed that up.
It is. All right, so... we did the internet quote of the day. We've got to get a winner for Free Money Monday with Quality Lenders. $100. Someone is going to win that. All you got to do is sign up on our website, hot1047.com. A little bit of news about that as well coming up, how to win. It'll get easier, but you'll have to sign up again, basically, is the deal.
Okay.
I could give the whole story, but there really is no story to give.
Okay.
So if you've already signed up, starting... after today, you'll have to, or after 8 a.m. today, you'll have to go sign up again.
But 10-4.
That's the deal. Okay. Anyway, we will find out who that winner is coming up next. Also, Dirt, hang on.
New This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 7:41. We're going to top out today at 38. Some fog this morning, slippery out there. We'll run through all the school closings here in just a minute. But first, we have to make a phone call.
Yes, we do.
Somebody is going to win $100 from Quality Lenders in the Free Money Monday contest. If you have already signed up, anyone that has already signed up, you will have to sign up again because we had to change how something worked on the website. It's a big, long story I don't want to tell.
Okay.
But basically, from this point forward, you got to go sign up again.
Okay.
But you only have to sign up the one time.
All right.
Again. So, there you go. That's all it is. And let's call our winner here. Oh, thank God, no ringback tone. I hate them.
I'm sexy and I know it.
That's not mine anymore.
Well,
hello, is this Michael?
Yeah.
Michael Ballard.
Yep.
The guy who owns the Full Throttle Saloon out in Sturgis?
No.
Oh, that's different Michael Ballard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Michael, this is Andy and Mel from Hot 104.7.
Yeah.
Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
We drew your name this morning.
Nice.
Awesome. You have won yourself $100 from Quality Lenders, all right?
Sweet. Thank you.
You're welcome. Congratulations. Yeah, $100. All you got to do, go to the website. Basically, don't sign up until after 8 o'clock this morning.
10-4.
If you want to go sign up. Wait till 8 o'clock, then you can go sign up. And then everything's hunky-dory.
Okay.
All right, I'm tired of that music.
Yeah, it's so creepy.
It was, I think that was like from, it's from one of those game shows that was in prime time. Might have been.
Like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire
or
something?
Yeah, something like that, but that wasn't it.
I don't know. I find it very creepy, though.
Okay. Well, you go find all the beds then.
It goes with the creepy fog this morning.
It's dramatic, though.
It is dramatic.
That's what I'm going for.
Okay.
You know, it wouldn't really fit to, you know, call somebody up to give them money and go, Michael. We've got money for you. Yeah, see, music doesn't work.
I don't mind that one. You can make that work.
No.
You totally could.
Okay, then we'll use this one when we give away stuff from now on.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Hey, Skeeter. You just won $100 from Quality Lenders.
No, yeah. You can't use this one.
Okay. School closings. I love them. Let's go.
Okay. Adrian, Minnesota, and Alcester Hudson, you are 2 hours late. Avon, 1 hour late start and no preschool. Baltic and Beersford, both 2 hours late. Bonham, you are 1 hour late. Brandon Valley, 2 hour late. Also, no junior K or early childhood. Bridgewater, Emory, you are 10 a.m. start. Canasota and Canton, 2 hours late.
I forgot we had a bed for it.
We have a bed
too.
For it, yeah. Centerville, you are 10 a.m. start. Chester and Coleman Egan, both 2 hours late. No a.m. preschool for Coleman Egan. Del Rapids Public and St. Mary's, both 10 a.m. start. Dubrook, you're 1.5 hours late this morning. Ellsworth, Minnesota, you are 2 hours late. Flandreau Public, 10 a.m. start. Garrettson, no a.m. preschool and 2 hours late. Harrisburg, 2 hours late. Hanson, 10 a.m. start. Hills Beaver Creek, you are a 2 hour late start. Inwood Christian, you are 2 hour late start with preschool in the afternoon only. Lennox, no, are 2 hour late start and no a.m. preschool or head start. Laverne is 2 hours late. Marion, 2 hours late. Meadow, 1 hour late. Montrose and Parker, both 2 hours late this morning. Rock Rapids, Iowa, you have a 1 hour late start and also for the head start program, 1 hour late start. Rock Valley, Iowa, 10 a.m. early, 10 a.m. start with early head start also. So at 10 a.m. Scotland, Lesterville, you are 1 hour late start. T and Tri-Valley, 2 hours late. Wakanda, Irene, along with West Central and West Lyon, Iowa, 2 hours late. And Worthington, 2 hours late.
Oh, damn. You got done too early.
Oh, why? Did you have something
I figured
for
out
me?
A new bed I wanted to
oh,
use.
Oh, okay. That is a good one for the school closings. Yeah. I like it. It's very good. I like it. I think it's appropriate.
I really hate these days.
I know. They hijack the show. It's annoying.
But that's the last time we're going to give them. If you want them, go to the website, hot1047.com.
You should know by now, honestly.
You
because
probably
had a phone call from your school.
Most of them do that, don't they?
Yeah, because I mean, I already received one from Lennox earlier this morning saying 2 hour late start.
Yeah, okay. The top 25 Super Bowl ads of the last 24 years have been released. And this list, the top two, stupid.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
So they did a bad job picking the top two?
I'll explain why the top two are horrible choices coming up. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 7:54. There is fog this morning. I have yet to hear. Have you been looking at Twitter? I have yet to hear of an accident on 229.
I have been looking a little bit on Twitter, but I haven't been following.
I don't think Argus Leaders, Argus 911 woke up yet.
Yeah, they're awake.
Oh, they are? I haven't seen anything.
I saw something earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They're up. But I have.
Oh, Sioux Falls Airport canceled a 7 a.m. flight to Dallas.
Oh.
And flights at 8 and 9 to Minneapolis.
26th Street and I-229 has a stalled vehicle. I see that.
Yeah, but no accidents on 229, and I took the under.
So far.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So far.
I thought there would be more than that. I thought I was going to lose, but I was going to take the under anyway just because I couldn't agree with you.
Yeah. Well, they did put I-229 is moving very slow near Lincoln High School, Cliff Avenue.
Yeah, because that's where the curve is. It should be moving slow there.
So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good that they're doing that. Then maybe we won't. I'd rather you be right on this situation and it be the under and there not be some lots of accidents on that area.
Are we the only ones who are having massive issues with Shockwave crashing on their computer?
I hate it. I keep having trouble. I've been having trouble for a couple months now.
I was trying to look at some
of
these Super Bowl ads, and the last few months, it's just a disaster.
What is going on with Shockwave?
We both use Chrome, and Chrome is a big, fat browser. It wants to take over your computer. Like, don't do anything else if you have Chrome open.
Yeah, but pretty much.
Anyway.
But anytime I've been trying to watch videos for the last couple of months, Shockwave has crashed, and I have to keep waiting, and it causes like so many delays on my computer. It's really annoying.
USA Today released their list of the top 25 ads, Super Bowl ads, and their number one was so lame. It was the Larry Bird, Michael Jordan playing horse.
Oh.
And, like, remember that? When they were, it was like from the 90s, early 90s. They're standing up in the rafters of the stadium, over the second rafter, off the scoreboard, off the court, nothing but net.
Yeah.
It was a cute commercial.
That's cute.
I liked it.
It was all right.
Not top 10.
No.
Not even close.
Mm-mm.
My favorite one, I was going to play the audio until Shockwave crashed and screwed me, was the E-Trade commercial from, it was a while back.
The baby one?
No. Oh, I hate the E-Trade baby.
I like the baby one.
I can't stand the E-Trade baby. It's worn out. It jumped the shark like 5 years ago. It's time to give up on the E-Trade baby.
Yeah, I am a little sick of it.
They did an interview on CBS during football coverage with the E-Trade baby. It was so dumb.
Okay.
So dumb.
Weird.
It was cute. The first couple were great, and I liked them. And then it's like, okay, time to go back to money coming out the wazoo, because that's the one I love.
Okay.
This guy gets rushed into an emergency room, and doctor, you got to take a look at this. And he's laying face down on the gurney, and they lift up the blanket where his butt is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's got money coming out the wazoo. We better get him to a private room. And then, like, they're sitting there with his wife. Do you have insurance? And then the doctor says, insurance? He's got money coming out the wazoo.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny.
You know, there's so many that are so much better. And, like, the top two were Michael Jordan commercials.
Apparently, whoever put that together liked Michael Jordan a lot.
Yeah, he's got to be from Chicago. Because they're both... The other one was a Nike commercial with Bugs Bunny. The one with Larry Bird playing horse, that was McDonald's. But, yeah. The rest of them was a Pepsi commercial in 96 where a Coke driver got busted on a security video. Remember that one? He's on security camera, like in a convenience store, and he, like, knocks over all the... Pepsi display, and he's busted.
Oh, that's funny. I don't remember that one, but that's awesome.
And Bud Light should really have all of the top 10.
Well, at least have several of them.
Like, remember the horses with the zebra was the referee, and it was horses playing football?
No, but I love that.
And the one guy in the ad says, that referee's a jackass. No, I believe that's a zebra. There are so many good ones, and then they use the cheesy ones. They're okay, but... Michael Jordan, really? Beating up his teammates? You're putting him in the commercials? Okay.
Whatever. No, it's okay.
Not number one.
Okay.
Anyway, so next hour, we're going to give away some skiing and stuff because we figure most people will be, not everybody, but most people will be at work. If we can tell you're driving this morning, we're going to hang up on you. New rule.
Okay.
For this morning. If you're driving, I know it's legal.
Well, you might be.
But it's slippery.
You might be riding with somebody, though.
Well, okay, but we better hear that other voice.
Okay.
But if we know you're driving, if we can tell you're driving, we're going to hang up on you.
Yeah. You have to pull over in order to call and win this morning.
And it's pretty obvious to us on this end when someone's driving.
Oh, yeah.
Because you always hear the background. Hi, do you have any?
Can I take your order?
Oh, I have a funny story about that.
Okay.
A funeral procession went through a Burger King drive-thru.
What?
Yeah. Not kidding.
Weird.
Funeral procession.
What?
I'll tell goodness. You about that coming okay. up next, too. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.